This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1556, Pandemic Predictions on Shopping, Groceries, and Handshakes.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How do you think the pandemic will change life in your culture? Today, we talk about our predictions on what will happen in American culture, plus get the grammar construction to strike up a conversation on this topic and connect. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. Feeling great here. Yeah, I'm excited today to talk about cultures, and specifically we're talking about France, right?
Yeah, France. Hey, to our French listeners.
Shout out to our listeners in France. I love France. I love Paris.
Me too.
I was in Paris a couple years ago in 2019. Mm-hmm. And got a chance to just do all kinds of fun stuff. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely love France as well. And we're going to talk about it because, Lindsay, you sent me a really, really interesting article from the New York Times.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the article. We're going to talk about, like, you know, this cultural difference and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, you know, get into some predictions for the future.
Yeah, well, we know if anything, there are a lot of cultural differences between France and the U.S. That's for sure. And this is going to also kind of tie into the pandemic, right, Michelle?
Yes, it is, because this article is about the pandemic and France. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. So the article is called France's Latest COVID Measure, Letting Workers Eat at Their Desks. So this is by Roger Cohen from February 7th and 22nd, 2021. And we can give you guys that link. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners? And we also want to thank our listeners.
Oh my gosh, we love you guys. We love reading your reviews. We read them all the time. Every time you send a review, we read it. So go and review us. I mean, I want to say thank you to those who did review us in March. Merdad from the UK, someone from Taiwan, ZZ Ma from Iran, someone from the Czech Republic, Masa Niazi from Iran. Guys, let us know what you think about the show. Tell us what your favorite episode was and ask a question in there. You know what I mean? We can take those questions and make them into episodes, but leave us a review and a rating. And guys, go ahead and follow All Ears English. If you're not currently following us on wherever it is that you listen, you must be following us, because if you don't, you miss the good stuff. Right, Michelle?
Oh, exactly. And you don't want to miss the good stuff. Who wants to miss the good stuff? Nobody.
The good stuff is the good stuff. Don't miss it. So, all right, Michelle, let's dive into it, because
Yeah. So what is happening here in France with desk culture?
Right. So apparently, and I didn't know this, it used to be before now, that it was actually a rule that you could not eat lunch at your desk in France at work.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So, I mean, what the article says is that the idea is that you have to separate life and work, and that lunch is, you know, very important for people to enjoy and to, you know, just kind of like clear your head before you get started back at your desk, right? And
yeah.
It talks about other, you know, cultural changes in France, like the curfew was at 6 p.m. So with the pandemic, people couldn't shop late with regulations. And right. Now, because of the pandemic, it is becoming more like the U.S. with eating lunch at the desk. So, I mean, so that's basically what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating. So I feel like here we're talking about how do you create culture? Is it by making rules or is it by just like, or does culture naturally happen based on values, or do the values come out of the rules, the things that we're not allowed to do? I feel like a lot of Americans have this very visceral reaction to like having too many rules applied to them.
Yeah,
like the government telling you what to do is a big thing that people don't like here. So when I see that, it's weird to me that the government is telling me I'm not allowed to sit at my desk because I should be able to do whatever I want. I don't think it's good for me to sit at my desk when I eat lunch, don't get me wrong, and I wish I didn't, but I don't want to be told what I can and can't do when it comes to where to eat my lunch.
I'd have to look into the article again. I can't remember exactly who is making the rules, but I believe that it was an actual rule. So, you know, to our French listeners, let us know, is this, you know, was this rule like really enforced, or is it just kind of like,
That's true. That's a good point, Michelle. It could be that it's just on the book somewhere. Maybe it's like a workplace protections rule that no one really follows, and it's just kind of in writing, but it's not really followed. Let us know. We would love to know. You can tell us on Instagram.
Yeah. You can do a fact checking.
Yeah, fact checking. So, okay, definitely. So we know that we don't know too much about the rule, but someone wrote that rule somewhere. So what else?
I mean, so Lindsay, and guys, you can read more about it in the article for sure. I mean, do you eat lunch at your desk?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I work from home, so it's a little different, but I do. Yeah. I like to have salads for lunch and sometimes browse the news. I'm not going to lie. Unfortunately, yeah. I do.
But you're not doing work while you're eating lunch.
No, I won't know, because I just don't. I feel like I don't want to just like make a big mess. I do take a little mental break just to kind of browse the news, watch some videos online, just relax. But it's only literally like a 15 minute. It's only the time it takes me to eat my salad, which is probably 15 minutes. And then I'm back to it. So it's not a real,
I know, because it really doesn't take that much to just like scarf down a salad.
Scarf down, love that vocab word.
Yeah, scarf down. That means like to eat really quickly, right?
That's a good one for our listeners. It doesn't take much time, Michelle. What about you?
Well, I usually, now I eat with my son because we eat at the same time, so I can't sit at the computer.
So that's good.
It is good. Like, and it's kind of cute. Now we sit at the table together.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it is cute. And now he says, we're eating lunch together.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's very sweet. So in that way, like I depending on like when he goes to sleep, I used to just eat lunch at my computer and do work during that time. But now that we are eating lunch at the same time, we eat together. So that's kind of nice.
So you have a standing lunch date, in other
words. We do. Right? Oh my God. We so do. And it usually involves him climbing on this chair because he doesn't want to be in his high chair anymore, and me being like, sit down, sit down. So that's the lunch.
That's so cool. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. So yeah, life can pull us away. So it's good. But if you don't have something like that, like a something that requires you to literally move from your desk, we can be in danger of just letting our work life completely absorb our breaks.
Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. So, and obviously I think the U.S. is notorious for doing things that.
Mm-hmm.
With working. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea to get away from your desk. Like, I mean, I've had jobs where I've been sitting at the desk for lunch. I've had jobs where I remember one job right out of college, we really did go out. I mean, I would go out to lunch with my boss and we would sit for the whole hour. And that was so much fun. And But now, I mean, even sometimes because I teach as well, sometimes I'll have to eat because I teach at night. Sometimes I'll have to eat dinner at my computer.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that job a few times on the show before, that you really got to go out and really have that almost like European lifestyle.
Yeah, it was great. It was it was fun. And like building the relationships is important as well.
It really is. I mean, relationships are a huge part of success in business. So if we could stop being so short-sighted, right? I think we are a little short-sighted in our culture sometimes when we say, I just have to keep working. When what you could actually do more effectively would be schedule a business lunch with someone that could really help you in your career, and you could help them. And that would, you know, be 10x the results of doing that little piece of work, right?
Right. So I don't know. I like the whole lunch thing. I it makes me sad when I think that we're in such like this fast pace that we can't stop for lunch. Like, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's sad.
But let's tie it into the pandemic.
Yeah, I know, because we are just kind of hopefully pretty soon-ish coming out of this pandemic. It's been quite a year. Right,
it
Michelle?
Has been. Oh yes, my gosh. It certainly has been. So, I mean, this article, I mean, you had this idea, Lindsay, and I love it. I mean, the idea was, you know, to see what's going on in France and how things are changing culturally. There's a big difference, like with the behaviors.
Yeah.
And kind of like see what other things we think might happen. And we actually also asked Jessica and Aubrey their thoughts on this. So
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. So whole team, we have their input here as well.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. You think about, I mean, certain cultures, for example, they stand a lot closer. I'm not sure. Hopefully no one mentioned this, but just what comes to mind is like people stand closer than in other cultures. I wonder if that will change, you know?
You know, it's funny. I think it'll change for some people, but not for others. Like, I think if you were like really seriously following precautions, I think it's going to take time for you to jump back into standing at a normal distance from somebody. Whereas there are other people who are not quite as cautious during the pandemic, who they've been standing close to each other for the entire year.
They never stopped. Yeah, there's a whole spectrum of how we're treating this pandemic, which is why it's taken us so long to come out of it, really. But yeah, for sure. So what did Jessica and Aubrey say? What are their thoughts of what cultural things will change?
Sure. Well, I mean, the first thing we were talking about was shaking hands, right? So, I mean, that's the biggie. And I know, you know, this could be in other countries as well. But I mean, you know, will shaking hands come back, or hugging, any casual physical touching? So Jessica thinks that shaking hands will come back in a year or two. And Aubrey generally was agreeing with a lot of Jessica's answers for this. And then she came up with some other interesting topics as well. I mean, what do you think with the shaking hand?
Do you love All Ears English? Do you have a suggestion for an episode? Follow us wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a rating and review. We read every review, and if you review us, you might get your name announced on the show. So follow, rate, and review All Ears English. Thanks, guys.
I would have to say that's probably true. I think it's so ingrained in us that it's hard to, I mean, even I remember there was one point, when did this happen? I went to Michigan in the summer, and it was like the height of the pandemic, and we were outside, but I was interacting with someone who was a bit older, and he like went in for a handshake, and we forgot, and we shook hands, and that was that. And then I washed my hands. It's just so ingrained in us. I think it has to come back. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, but I agree. I mean, it will take time. But then, like I said, I'm sure there are people who've been shaking hands for a long time. That's you're really with the physical touching. But I do wonder when I will feel comfortable, because I'm a hugger. Like, I wonder when, usually if I see my friends, I'll go up and give them a hug. And I wonder when I will feel comfortable doing that again. It's just like we're so conditioned now to be at a distance, and like I think it you know, it takes a while to get back to your old self.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, Michelle. It's so hard to say. It's been so hard to predict the future with this. I mean, it depends on what happens with the vaccine, you know, and as long as everyone gets vaccinated, it's a lot of question marks still.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So another topic that came up in our group was shopping, right? Yeah. So we were talking about grocery shopping or just Amazon, you know, clothes shopping. I mean, so much was done online, like things even for grocery shopping, like Instacart. Some mm-hmm. people, I mean, a lot of people did go grocery shopping. I know you go grocery shopping, but yeah. many, many people also do, you know, online delivery, things like that. Or, you know, I mean, I don't know the next time I'll feel comfortable even going. I've been thinking about this because I want to buy new clothes, but I'm not going to go into a store right now and try on clothes. It doesn't seem... Mm. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable with that yet. So I don't know, but I need to try them on.
Yeah, I mean, grocery shopping, I mean, just specifically groceries, that is like one of the highest risk things you can do. Still, it always has been. So yeah. I understand why you don't want to do it. So you guys order all your groceries online now? You flip
yeah,
to that?
Still. Okay. And I hate it because I live next to a grocery store.
You haven't been in there at all, not once?
I haven't been in there since March of last year. I mean,
oh, wow. Yeah.
And it's different because, you know, we shop for, like, we really buy a lot when we shop. Where yeah. it used to be, like, because I would just casually go in yeah. there, like, oh, what do you want for dinner tonight? Let me go in yeah. and pick up something to make.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different deal when you have a kid and a family and a house yeah. and you're on that track. You got a lot of stuff you got to get. Yeah, I mean, I've been into a lot of grocery stores. I do go still grocery-wise, yeah. but I mean, I think what's probably going to happen with this is that the bigger grocery brands are just going to do much better. I think it's just going to conglomerate into big brands, especially for groceries. And then the smaller mom and pop shops are going to have a harder time staying open because mm-hmm. it's not easy for them to get online and set up mm-hmm. a whole shopping system online, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So yeah. So here, Jessica and Aubrey largely agreed. I mean, Jessica says that she thinks people will continue to order groceries because it's just so easy. So
I know.
That's, you know, that's part of it is just now you realize how easy it can be, like just to get it to your door. And
you can but people are so picky though. People yeah. are so, like, I was just witnessing a conversation a few nights ago. Someone was over and they were saying, like, yeah, they could get their groceries ordered, but they don't like the bananas that they pick yeah. out for them, or they're yeah, not quite yeah, yeah. right, not the right one that they wanted.
Yeah, so. No, it's true. I mean for me, like, there's a lot of times where they don't have what you want, and if you were at the grocery store, I mean, usually then they text you, they like send you a message and oh, should I get something else, and like, look at this picture, what do you like? And so it's like, it's not easy either. Then you have to be in communication the whole time, and yeah. it's sometimes just easier go in and get what you want. I mean, Lindsay, I have a question for you. When you go, okay. because you've been doing it and it, like, you're comfortable doing it, like, it's almost like I think about like exposure therapy. Like, when you go into the grocery store, are you mm-hmm. do you like have, like, are you nervous, or are you used to it now? Like, you just go in like you used to and you're just wearing a mask and that's it.
I mean, I would say it's somewhere in between the two. I'm definitely yeah. like, I definitely obviously think about COVID and I think yeah. like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But then it's also very normal. So I just do it yeah. every week. I always, you know, they have little wipes. So I wipe down the shopping cart I get, and I try in the produce section. It gets crowded and I get most nervous there because yeah. there's just people going every which way. There are no lanes. It's just produce is crazy, right? Everyone's reaching over each other, getting a bag, getting this. So that part makes me nervous. But it's just, it's like anything, like, you just do it and you don't really think about it that much. Although at one point I thought I might start wearing a shield mm-hmm. to cover my eyes because it can yeah. spread through the eyes. But I wear a mask, not a double mask, but I should wear a double mask in the grocery store. Probably.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, oh, well, this, I think, will be, we'll have to see what happens, you know, these differences in our culture, things that we're used to being changed, and it's like yeah. they're taken away or just changed dramatically, and yes. then slowly they'll come back, and will there be permanent changes?
I mean, I think definitely, you know, the pandemic in every sense of shopping is going to accelerate online shopping, whether it's yeah. clothes or groceries or anything, is just like boosted forward a couple of years in terms of growth.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
And that makes me sad, actually.
Yeah, because the little shops, like this summer, we were looking for like a birthday gift for my puppy. It was his birthday.
Aww.
And we wanted to get him like a special bone. And, you know, we went to a corner store, really quaint little pet shop. And the lady was so sweet. And you could tell she loved dogs. And she gave our dog a little bone, and just that experience was so nice. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, all these people that are on like PetSmart online, yeah. I mean, this lady is in jeopardy, and I hope she can stay in business, you know?
Yeah, that, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, well, we have a couple more to talk about, but we're starting to run out of time. Should we?
We're running out of time. Maybe we'll do like a second part of this, Michelle, or a follow-up. You know, if you guys want to follow up on this episode, let us know. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely let us know if you're interested, because there's a whole list of things we could talk about here. But, you know, let us know. I mean, guys, part of this is learning about other cultures, learning what's been going on, and also the conversations, right? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is a conversation topic. And so to start to ask people things like, oh, what do you think will happen with, you know, grocery shopping in the story and in the future? Like, this is a connection skill. Unfortunately, it's not about a happy topic, but, you know, we have to be, I mean, we have to be realistic here about the things that people are talking about, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, connection is about talking about what we're dealing with, what we're all our commonalities as human beings, right, guys? So you want to have these conversations because these are the ones that connect you to that person in front of you. So, exactly. I mean, just to let our listeners know, a quick takeaway, I mean, that construction is, again, what do you think will happen with, for example, public restrooms in the future or grocery stores in the future? Easy one for you guys to take home. You know, write that down and use that to start those conversations, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So guys, let us know in the comments, you know, come back, let us know if you're interested in hearing more of our thoughts on this, and let us know how things are in your culture and what predictions you have.
Exactly. And tell us what you think about the show. We love your reviews and we share them with our team to, you know, keep us motivated and let us know how we can improve the show. So follow All Ears English and rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts, guys. Awesome. Exciting.
Okay. This was fun, Lindsay. Have a good rest of your day.
Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.